You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, name something you'll never do again.
Hey, that's the gist of the topic right now. And it's funny because we were talking this morning about this dude named Jeff something or other. 50-year-old guy. Just earned a Guinness World Record for visiting Disneyland 2,995 days in a row. That's 8 years, 3 months, and 13 days, guys. And we were talking about that during the first trending report, and I looked at Dom and I said, that, I would never get that record, because that is one thing I think I will never do again, is go to Disneyland. That was our big family trip this past summer, and I'm good. I'm good. I soaked it all in. We rode the rides. We paid for the food. We saw the sights. I'm good. I'm real good. So that is one thing that I will probably never do again. Yeah. How about you there, buddy?
Mine are two different places that have been trips. One is, and I know some people will be outraged at this because they're from this particular city or this area, and they'll think that I'm a complete jerk. I will never go back to New Orleans.
Oh, really?
It's
seems a little dirty.
It's not that. It's just the people, and it's not even probably the residents. It's the tourists. I don't get off on people vomiting on my shoes.
Right.
You know?
Or urinating in the streets.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You know, you go so that you can just, it's total debauchery. It's like, I'm just going to go and we're all going to drink until we puke. And it's like, well.
That is definitely not a place I could see you at, you know? It's a younger crowd. It's not.
I guess.
That's not.
Is that even an age thing that you don't like people puking on you?
Well, it's just you kind of know what you're going to get if you go. So maybe yes, you do like that when you're.
But when you're
there.
Younger, you want to go and you want to experience because you know when you're young, you're kind of dumb and you're like, hey, party! Everything's just party, and so
yeah,
I did,
you're collecting
party.
Beads, you're flashing everybody, you're drinking whatever you want. It's a party.
So that's one, and then the other one is a little bit. It's like it's out there, but I got talked into about 20 years ago, going on a trip to an actual jungle. It's not like going into the forest. I mean, it's right off the Amazon River. And I was there for 4 days and 4 nights. And I'm going to tell you something. It is not like you see in movies or on TV. It is something I'll never do again in my life.
All right.
It woke me up to what it's really like to be off the beaten path in a jungle for 4 days.
Yeah, you need outlets to charge your phone and stuff.
Yeah, there's that. Everything was supersized. Every bug, every snake, everything was just like almost like
too much. It's too much.
It was like from Jurassic Park. It was all huge.
Oh man. So big bugs and people puking on your shoes. That's dumb.
I don't like the big bugs or people puking on me.
This
so
doesn't have to
too.
Be a travel thing at all. I posted this on our Facebook today, or my personal Facebook, the one thing you'll never do. The amount of people writing in and saying get married, let's just go ahead and take that off the plate. A lot of people saying I'll never get married again. So there, we covered that one.
Good. We'll eliminate that. You can't say that.
A couple
or
more.
Or be in a relationship.
You can, or have kids. That's another one. Okay, we get it. Some of the other fun ones kind of rolling is for examples, Verla said zip lining. Never again. Kelly said the Manitou incline. I get it.
Oh,
I
right.
get it.
And then there are those people who do it something like 50 times a year.
What's their problem?
Man. Vicky's funny. She goes, I'll never go on a tilt-a-whirl again.
Yes! Lisa said spin class. Nope, nope, nope. I've done a spin class. Those are torture. I'm with you. And then a lot of political stuff coming in. Thank you for that. Yeah. Tammy said go camping. That'd be up your alley, Dom. Never again. Yeah. Eat oysters, says Jennifer. So, you know, whatever. The sky's the limit with this. The one thing you will never, ever do again.
I am getting some texts from people who got my back on it, and really? It was pretty funny. She goes, New Orleans even smells like barf.
It's kind of just soaked into the concrete, huh?
Yeah. So a lot of people now calling in to try to defend New Orleans. That's fine.
I hear it has
like
good
I
food.
Said.
Good food is what I hear,
yeah,
so that's
look,
cool. That's good.
Yes, for some people, it's perfect. You go and enjoy. Some we're going to go to the calls, but I want to read a couple of texts that are really funny. Evil Heather texted us, and she said, "I'll never, ever again go to a class reunion."
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
You still hate all those people from high school. Sam wrote in and said, "I'll never again take edibles for pain." Whoa, trippy, boys. Trippy.
Joy says, "I don't think I'll ever rent just a room at an Airbnb. Got to go with the entire place." I agree with that. I would feel so weird. Now, I've done a lot of bed and breakfast. For some reason, that's different. But just renting someone's room
with a stranger,
at an Airbnb,
that's stranger danger, man.
Unless
it's one of those stories where you fall in love, you know.
Yeah, it could become like a Lifetime movie or something.
Might be, yeah.
And then there's an
Holly.
Angela. I know what you say about Angelas.
They're beautiful.
She says, "Never again will I do a half marathon. 5K with a beer at the end only."
We just start with the beer. Holly wrote in and said, "Go down a giant water slide, or go down a giant slide at a water park." That was Holly.
No. Did she lose her top or something?
Must have. And then Jan said, "Natural childbirth." Ouchie.
Let's do some calls. Here comes Marie. Good morning, Marie.
It's Mary. Hi, boys.
Hi, Mary.
Well, you know, I'm going to need Josh to spell your name differently.
We're going to have to go punch him in the face right after the segment.
I think we've had this same conversation with you in the past.
You might have. Maybe I'm just not enunciating since it's early in the morning.
Yeah, say it loud and proud next time because,
hey, listen, it doesn't matter.
It's Josh.
You tell us what you'll never do again.
Well, it's ironic because I need to do it this morning, but never will I ever lie to myself and say I'll just get gas in the morning.
Right, because then you wake up and it's snowy and you don't want to do it and it's a pain. And
or you're running late.
You're running late.
Oh,
yep.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mary, that's great. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Here's Chris. Chris, what will you never do again?
Climb a 14er.
Yeah.
Bucky, what was wrong? What was wrong with that?
Okay, so it was supposed to be this big romantic Valentine's thing, like early 2000s. And I didn't know what we were doing. We go on this hike. As we're going up, I'm from Hawaii. As we're going up, everyone's coming down. It was like 10:30, 11 in the morning. And we didn't get up there till very late. And we were getting warnings about thunderstorms, I guess,
yeah,
in the summer.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You could die up there.
Yeah, if you're going to climb a 14er, mm-hmm, you want to start at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah, and it's nice and cool. And
yeah, I had no idea. I'm from the islands. And so I thought I was going to see like beautiful terrain, you know, maybe, maybe not a waterfall, but something, you know.
Yeah.
And so you get above tree line and then there's nothing.
Rocks. Nothing
horrible.
But rocks.
We barely made it down, and the dude wore construction boots. His feet were a mess.
It started
pouring and thundering. Yeah, it was horrible. Never, ever again. I'm sure this is right.
So you guys aren't together anymore?
No.
You know, you could look at it differently. You'd be like, I'll climb a 14er, but I'll dress appropriately and leave at the right time.
And bring a different guy, sounds like.
Right. It's not somebody who wears construction boots.
Clunk, clunk.
Chris, thanks for being a good sport. Thank you for laughing with us. Here is it Ramon?
Yes.
Ramon, what will you never do again?
I will never, ever take my teenage daughters to go see a boy band in an arena.
Yeah, it's too much, huh? Too much screaming?
I think I was deaf for at least a week or two afterwards.
What was the boy band? Do you remember?
It was a newer boy band called White. What was it? I think it was Why Don't We was the name of the band.
I don't know those guys.
Don't know.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were like a YouTube sensation kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, buddy, you're a good dad for doing that. For
you are
taking the girls to do that.
Did you at least get a T-shirt from the occasion? Did you buy an overpriced T-shirt?
The girls did, but not me.
No, all right,
Ramon,
buddy.
Thank you for having some fun with us this morning. Winka Bean, what do you got? What's the one thing you'll never do again?
I will never eat Rocky Mountain oysters again at the Stampede.
You know, I've never had them.
They're kind of good, but they're kind of not. I mean, it's not for me just because, like, my ex-baby daddy was like, oh, we got to try these. And I was like, what are they? He's like, well, the Rocky Mountain oysters. I'm like, so the oysters? He's like, yeah, sure, we'll go with that. And yeah. I'm like,
and then you looked it up afterwards, huh?
Yeah, and then I started eating it, and he starts laughing at me, and I'm like, what is so funny?
And then he tells you.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, you just ate a cow bowl. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. my God. So I took my plate, threw it away, and I was like, I will never do that again.
So was it
never,
chewy?
It was like, yeah, it was almost like the way they made it, the stampede. It was like crunchy on the outside with the bread on it, how they made it. And then they, like the inside, you know, looked.
But now, wait a minute.
But was not crunchy. It was chewy.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, though. Hmm. You're expressing this because you found out what it was, but did you actually dislike it when you were eating it?
Because you said it was kind of fine.
You said you liked it, didn't you?
Well, it was okay at first, but once I got, like, really crunching into it and I taste, like, the rubberiness of it, I was like, this doesn't taste right.
No. Was there a dipping sauce or anything?
Yeah, I had, like, some weird dipping sauce that my baby daddy told me to get with it, so I did.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was.
You know, it's just not necessary. It's not necessary to eat that part of the animal at all.
Well, you're not letting anything go to waste.
You're not. That's good. That's great.
I mean, save
but still.
The planet kind of thing. You're not saving the animal,
still,
but I mean,
give me a cheeseburger.
And, you know, if you put some Chick-fil-A sauce there, I mean, really, wouldn't you eat almost anything with Chick-fil-A sauce?
Maybe.